news, weather, traffic, and talk for both sides of the bay. This is Mobile Mornings on FM Talk 106.5.
6.05, FM Talk 106.5, and Mobile Mornings. Glad to have you here on this Thursday. Right in the mix, says Dr. Bill, sitting at 57 right now. First, let's check traffic with Kane.
Good morning, everyone. From the Pitts & Sons Towing and Recovery Traffic Center, Government and Azalea, they've got an accident without injuries. A lot of pooling on the roadways. The state troopers also working accidents at Coosla-McLeod Road and Marshall Road in 8 Mile. That's where a car left the roadway and flipped. Also got one in Highway 43 in Salco this morning. Breakfast with Santa. Celebrate the magic of Christmas with Santa and his elves in the historic Crystal Ballroom inside the Battle House Hotel in downtown Mobile. Enjoy the delicious breakfast buffet this Saturday, the 15th. Dial 338-5441. And I'm Kane with your FM Talk 106.5 traffic.
FM Talk 106.5, the Gulf Coast Weather Authority, and Dr. Bill Williams.
Skies will be cloudy across the Gulf Coast today. Look for showers and mild temperatures. Highs will be in the mid-60s this afternoon. Tonight, showers, lows in the lower 60s. And then tomorrow, mostly cloudy with a few showers and highs in the mid-60s. This is meteorologist Dr. Bill Williams for FM Talk 106.5.
FM Talk 106.5, the Gulf Coast Weather Authority.
The holidays are here, and D&K is your gifting headquarters with suits as low as $3 for $1.99. The holiday suit package with suit, shirt, and tie is only $99. All suits in stock $129 and up, including Ralph Lauren, Michael Kors, and more, are buy one, get one half off. Overcoats, shoes, sweaters, and more in stock at discount prices. Box tie and bow tie gift sets, buy one, get one free. And gift cards are available, too. Holiday party? D&K has you covered with new arrivals of seasonal sport coats and accessories. This holiday season, shop D&K on the Beltline today, 665-735.
Darren College, a former NFL Super Bowl champion, signed the most important contract of his life to serve in the Army National Guard.
I've had a lot of military in my family. It's a big part of what my family's done for a long time. I want to go out there and make a difference. I didn't find that working behind a desk, so for me it was a pretty easy decision to make. And then the opportunity to serve my community and serve my country was just icing on the cake.
To learn how to be part of the Army National Guard, log on to NationalGuard.com. Sponsored by the Alabama Army National Guard. Aired by the Alabama Broadcasters Association and this station.
If you're talking about it,
they're not doing anything.
There should be a law against that.
We're talking about it.
While unemployment has dropped, so have wages.
It's Talk Southern Style on FM Talk 106.5.
607 FM Talk 106.5 and Mobile Mornings on this Friday Eve. Glad to have you along. Sean, Kelly, Dalton, Dr. Bill, Kane with traffic. And, of course, you, big part of this on the text line at 343-0106 and on the phone line, 343-0106. Remember, we are in the waning days and hours of the nomination process of our 2018 Alabamian of the Year. So this is a portion of the year where you put all the names up. And remember, Alabamian of the Year is not it can be positive. It could be negative. It is that person, that thing, that entity, that group, a critter that has most influenced the news in Alabama and the people of Alabama in 2018. You can send your nominations into the text line, like I said, the pinned status on Facebook or the Twitter feed at FM Talk 106.5, and we'll get all those names on the list and then seed the brackets next week. You start voting, and we start working our way down the list to award the Alabamian of the Year for 2018. Talk more about that coming up in just a little bit. Rain in the mix, too. Full discussion from Dr. Bill at 6:35. Right now, let's catch headlines. Here's Kelly Finley.
All righty. Good morning. You know, it could be a special someone or special something, like a Satsuma.
You think Satsuma, we got a bag of Satsumas in here. You think Satsuma's Alabamian of the Year. Well, they're affecting my life this morning in
this
a good way.
I'm going to take a picture just to show what a great coworker you are. Okay, little do you know, I'm going to gobble all of them up.
That's good, because you better get cracking, because I'm working on it myself.
Good morning, everyone. We begin this morning in our state capitol as Governor Kay Ivey. She is implementing changes 1 month before she kicks off her first full term as governor. We now know that Adam Thompson has been promoted from appointments director to deputy chief of staff for policy. Liz Fillmore will serve as deputy chief of staff for administration. Both will report to chief of staff Steve Pelham. Catherine Gale Thrash is now appointed to appointments director, and William Fillmore will continue as legislative liaison and will now also be the Director of Local Government Relations. All four joint appointments that will take effect December the 16th, they join former Congressman Joe Bonner, who is now the new senior advisor. Governor says Adam, Liz, Catherine, Gail, and William are valuable assets to my staff, and I look forward to continuing working alongside them to better serve the state of Alabama. If you attended Virginia College as a student or perhaps you taught classes there, information sessions are planned around the state to assist with your next academic or professional move. The Alabama Career Center System will host the degree and training programs through the Workforce Innovation and Opportunity Act. There will also be information available on how you can receive full or partial funding for 2- and 4-year degree programs and vocational training. Good news for employees of the system, as you will also have access to benefits like mortgage assistance and unemployment insurance. You'll recall Virginia College announced last week that they were closing locations across the country, which impacted 1,100 students in the state of Alabama. So about that information session, mark your calendar, December 27th, which is a Thursday, and Thursday, January 3rd, both at 2 p.m., will be held at the Mobile Career Center at 515 Spring Hill Plaza Court. If you have questions, call 251-461-4146. All students should call ahead to reserve a spot, and even better news, it's absolutely free of charge. This is Kelly Finley with FM Talk 106.5.
All right, and coming up, a challenge by the folks at Vitamin Water. Could you do without this for the entirety of 2019? We'll tell you what that is. No, not that. This other thing for the entirety of 2019. We'll talk about that coming up. Y'all stay close.
Ho, ho, and what can I do for you, young lady?
It's more what I can do for you this year, Santa.
I'm not sure I understand.
Well, I noticed you've added a few more elves this year and all this expensive camera equipment.
Indeed.
And I understand you had to build a new daycare onto the barn to accommodate all those new fawns this year.
Yes, Dasher and Prancer went a little crazy over spring break.
Santa's workshop is a bundle of ever-increasing liabilities. I'll bet you're paying too much on your commercial and business liabilities.
I've called a couple of places, but they haven't gotten back to me yet. And I get excellent cell coverage in the sleigh. It's so frustrating.
Call Jack Green in Mobile at 344-5393 for a same-day quote on your business insurance.
You think Jack can save me enough money so I can buy Mrs. Claus this diamond earring she's been wanting?
Just one.
She got a piercing while they were in Daytona.
Oh, my.
The Jack Green Insurance Agency in Mobile.
Ask for Jack.
344-5393.
I'm Jessica Taloney with WKRG News 5 this morning. Parents in Orange Beach are raising safety concerns about plans for a new portable campus next year. A new high school and middle school will open in Orange Beach in 2020. But with Gulf Shores splitting from the school district before that, students in Orange Beach will spend a year on a temporary campus with a new staff. Mayor Tony Kennan.
Our parents are really getting anxious. The timeline is getting short. They've got to make decisions.
The mayor says school officials should have more details for parents next month. A Northwest Florida teenager is arrested after taking authorities on a chase through Escambia County. A deputy spotted 18-year-old Jermaine Jackson driving a stolen car on Paulding Avenue. The deputy tried to pull him over, but Jackson sped off. Minutes later, he crashed. Two loaded handguns and stolen packages were found in the car. The case against a teenager accused of shooting a Mobile police officer heads to a grand jury. 18-year-old Dejon DeBose was in court Wednesday for a preliminary hearing. I'm Jessica Taloney, WKRG News 5.
Bring a little nature indoors to your office. Plants improve productivity and attendance by making a more pleasant working atmosphere, and they actually help filter the air. Carpets, drapes, new paint, and all kinds of furnishings can contain harmful chemicals that can cause headaches, burning eyes, and sinus problems. Nature Indoors will help you solve those problems by bringing a little nature indoors. Beautiful plants and a well-trained professional staff. Call Nature Indoors, 649-7733. Bring a little nature indoors to your office. 649-7733.
Hi, it's Paul Feinbaum. College football season never ends. We're your home for coast-to-coast coverage of the game you love.
Paul Feinbaum, weekdays at 2 on FM Talk 106.5.
Good morning, 614 here on FM Talk 106.5. Thanks for getting your Thursday started on Mobile Mornings. Right now it's time for the sports report. As we get ready for bowl season to begin this Saturday, more players have announced their plans to enter next year's NFL draft. Memphis All-American running back Darrell Henderson said on Wednesday that he's leaving Memphis after his junior season to give it a shot in the pros. Henderson said that he'll be forever grateful for Memphis, giving him his opportunity to chase his NFL dream. Right now, it's unclear if Henderson will play in Memphis's upcoming bowl game. Henderson's listed by ESPN's Mel Kiper Jr. as the number three running back for the 2019 draft class. This year, Henderson led the nation with 2,328 all-purpose yards and 22 rushing touchdowns. Ohio State defensive tackle Draymont Jones also tweeted Wednesday that he's foregoing his final season of eligibility to enter the 2019 draft. Jones indicated that he'll play for the Buckeyes in the Rose Bowl against number 9-ranked Washington on January the 1st. The 6'3", 286-pound Jones made the AP All-Big Ten team for the second straight year as a redshirt junior this season. He had 40 tackles, 8.5 sacks, 1 forced fumble, and 1 interception this season. Speaking of the NFL draft, the 2019 event will be held in Nashville, and yesterday the league announced the 2020 draft will be held in Las Vegas. The Raiders will become the first NFL team based in Sin City when their stadium opens before the 2020 season. As the professional leagues become more comfortable being associated with legal sports gambling, Las Vegas is rapidly becoming a go-to destination. The city welcomed its first NHL franchise last year when the Vegas Golden Knights made a run to the Stanley Cup Final, and the WNBA's Las Vegas Aces played their first season in the city this year after they relocated from San Antonio. Prior to 2014, the NFL draft was traditionally held in New York City, and since then, the annual event's been held in Chicago, Philadelphia, and Dallas. In the NBA last night, the New Orleans Pelicans beat the Oklahoma City Thunder 118-114. Pelican superstar Anthony Davis dominated with 44 points and 18 rebounds. Julius Randle pitched in 22 points for New Orleans, and Drew Holiday added 20. The Toronto Raptors currently have the best record in the NBA. Last night, the Raptors beat the team favored to win this year's championship, the Golden State Warriors, 113-93, and the Raptors did it without their top player, Kawhi Leonard. Kyle Lowry had 23 points and 12 assists in the win. And a few other games from around the league, Sacramento set a franchise record with 19 three-pointers. They beat Minnesota 141-130. Dallas topped Atlanta 114-107. Memphis beat Portland 92-83. Kyrie Irving led the Boston Celtics past Washington 130-125, and the Indiana Pacers beat the Milwaukee Bucks 113-97. 6:18 now on FM Talk 106.5, and that's a look at sports right here on Mobile Mornings.
FM Talk 106.5, the Gulf Coast Weather Authority, and Dr. Bill Williams.
Skies will be cloudy across the Gulf Coast today. Look for showers and mild temperatures. Highs will be in the mid-60s this afternoon. Tonight, showers, lows in the lower 60s. And then tomorrow, mostly cloudy with a few showers and highs in the mid-60s. This is meteorologist Dr. Bill Williams for FM Talk 106.5.
FM Talk 106.5, the Gulf Coast Weather Authority.
Are you worried about your retirement, losing money in the stock market, and low interest rates? Listen to Safe Investing in the New Economy, brought to you by Safe Harbor Financial Services, LLC in Daphne. Sundays from 4 until 5 p.m. on FM Talk 106.5.
Are you looking for senior care for your mom or dad but don't know where to start? Hi, I'm Joan London with A Place for Mom. Nobody knows your parent or loved one better than you, and nobody knows senior living better than the experts at A Place for Mom. They've helped thousands of families find the right place for their mom or dad.
I was so glad that I called A Place for Mom. My advisor really listened and was truly my partner in finding senior care for my dad. She went out of her way to get to know him as a person and was always there whenever I had a question.
The senior living advisors at A Place for Mom partner with thousands of families every month, listening and offering local knowledge and advice to help find the best senior living communities across the country. And it's a free service. Here's the number.
Call A Place for Mom at 1-800-316-0266.
There's a place for answers, A Place for Mom. Call today.
Call A Place for Mom at 1-800-316-0266. That's 1-800-316-0266.
Introducing a new show on FM Talk 106.5. Monday nights at 7, Dalton Orwig and Corey LeBounty recap the weekend in sports.
Fires into the end zone!
And preview the week ahead on FM Talk 106.5 Sports Night.
Good morning, everyone. From the SpringHillToyota.com traffic center, showers in the area, and again, we've got an accident at Government in Azalea. Another one, state troopers are working at Kusla McLeod Road and Marshall Road. An 8-mile car flipped in the roadway, and we've got another one clearing at Highway 43 in Salco. Wet roadways, be careful on the way in this morning. It's the 23rd season of the Magic Christmas and Lights at Bellingrath Gardens and Home in Mobile with new enhancements and music on the Great Lawn. The show features 3 million Christmas lights open nightly 5 to 9. See them at bellingrath.org. And I'm Kane with your FM Talk 106.5 traffic.
Thanks, Kane, to FM Talk 106.5, 620 on this Thursday morning. Dr. Bill's on the way. Yeah, rain in the mix for today, overnight into tomorrow. Then the weekend looks all right. He'll give us some details coming up in just a little bit. Plus, coming up this morning, 7:50, it's time to talk to Captain Bobby. Get the FM Talk 106.5 fishing report so we have a better weekend ahead. Maybe you can slip out and do a little fishing over the weekend. We'll talk to him coming up. Right now, it's time to check headlines. Here's Kelly Finley.
All righty. Good morning. Happy Friday Eve, everyone. Hope you're doing well as you see the weekend on the horizon.
It's right here. It's right here.
It's here right now.
Yeah.
Thanks to that Satsuma. Okay, so there is new leadership in the Alabama Senate as Democrats have chosen their leaders for their current four-year term. Senator Bobby Singleton will serve as Senate Minority Leader. Senator Vivian Figures of Mobile, she was elected chair of the Legislative Black Caucus, which includes both senators and House members, which is a two-year role. A House member will chair the Black Caucus the following 2 years, as is customary. The senators also elected Senator Linda Coleman Madison of Birmingham as Minority Caucus Chair. Senator Figures says, quote, "I am very excited to work with all members to develop an agenda with goals and objectives to move Alabama forward. Together, we will explore all opportunities as we strive to raise all boats so that we can be the best that we can be." Republicans hold 27 of the 35 Senate seats. As for the new legislature, they'll have an organizational session meeting, which begins on January 8th, and then the regular session that begins March the 5th. Mobile police have made an arrest in an early morning robbery in West Mobile. 20-year-old Clayton Brown III of Theodore is right now being held on a first-degree robbery charge at Metro Jail. Police confirm around 3:30 a.m. on Wednesday, authorities responded to the Chevron gas station on Theodore Dawes Road in reference to a robbery complaint. The victim stated that a person they did not know entered that location armed with a weapon. The suspect, they say, demanded and took money before taking off in a white pickup truck. Officers spotted that truck in the area, and that's when they took Brown into custody. This is Kelly Finley with FM Talk 106.5.
All right, thank you so much, Kelly. Sorry, right now looking at what I think should probably be the city council and the city of Mobile's Christmas card. You see the picture yesterday.
Yes, I had to like that picture.
See, that's the difference. You liked it. I think I lampooned it somehow on there. It suggesting maybe it would
but
be.
But don't you see peace and love and happiness?
No, I see
what
people.
Do you see?
I see people. I see the family photograph where it'd be. Everybody act right. You know, when mothers speak through their teeth, everybody act right.
We do that.
Stay still.
We do that sometimes.
Stay still. You smile. Mm-hmm. You smile. We're going to get the picture. Mm-hmm. This is a family picture and everybody's happy. You know, that picture?
Is it because of the placement of where certain people are standing?
Oh, I didn't think about that. It's just the kind of the, like, everybody's like, okay, and we've got some poinsettias and we got a garland here and it's okay. Everybody stand right there. Let's get the picture.
I look closer at that picture. Look right where the mayor's standing. The VP is standing.
Right.
And look at everyone's place.
No, you mean the president.
I'm not saying.
I see, yes.
In
the center is acting, and I've been acting for over a year now, so I'll just call president of the city council, LaVon Manzi, which I would point out, too, though, if you look up, and by the way, you can see these pictures if you'll go to the Twitter feed for Mayor Sandy Stimson, at Mayor Stimson. Looking at one here where they're sitting. There, yes. It looked like they went over to Steelwood yesterday, which, by the way, so you want me to start trouble?
Please.
He's a capital troublemaker with a T.
Not that I truly believe this, but let's stick with what is sometimes used. Even Councilman Fred Richardson over time talked about why Baldwin County people got to come over here and Baldwin County this mm-hmm, and that. Mm-hmm. Why did the Mobile City Council and the mayor of Mobile do their retreat in Baldwin County?
Maybe they're trying to get away from their area code and zip codes and focus on each other.
See, yin and yang. But I'm going to say, why they got to go over there? What, is Mobile County not good enough for a retreat?
I don't think it's... See, I don't think that they would look at it like that. I just think that maybe their staycation, they needed to cross the bay.
I'm just saying. They're there. So in
but there are enough beautiful places in Mobile that
yeah, why you
got to
go to Baldwin County?
Troublemaker.
Yes. So I'm looking at this other picture where the members of the council and the mayor's administration are sitting down. And Council President Manzi, okay, if... LaVon, if my mom got hold of either of us, we'd hear the same thing. Sit up.
Oh,
sit up in your chair. Sit up like you know better. Like I've been taught you'd be.
Mm-hmm, you see it. Yes, see? Yes.
With all.
Fix your foster.
Yeah, yes, exactly. That? So yeah. I'm just looking. Y'all can see these. And then there's a picture where this is captioned from the mayor. Uh-huh. Here we are working on a team building exercise. The challenge was to move all the balls from one bucket to the other without reaching over the black cloth. It wasn't easy, but we eventually got it. It's like one of these camp games.
Mm-hmm. Oh, yes. Where are they holding hands?
I don't think they're holding hands, but they're getting ready to do something like, what was the thing where you'd put a ball under your chin and have to hand it off to somebody else like that?
I was going
to
say the one where you have a spoon in your mouth and you have to pass the egg around the room.
It's that kind of thing. It's
close
not exactly that.
Close.
I tell you what, I'm going to retweet this one right now so you'll see this at the top of the stack at FM Talk 106.5 on Twitter.
But I don't know. I like the fact that they all look healthy because we know what Councilwoman Gina Gregory has gone through.
She looked really good.
So fantastic to see her on the go and on the mend, and then seeing everyone look so beautiful and happy. They do.
Let me take you back to my first thing. So why'd they have to go to Baldwin County? What was wrong with Mobile County?
Why don't we call one of them and ask them?
Why'd they have to do that?
Let's call one.
Wake them up. Let's get them up early. All right, 626 FM Talk 106.5. Some of those pictures you'll find on the Twitter feed, and we'll talk about those coming up. Also, I mentioned Vitamin Water is going to give somebody $100,000 to give up this for the entirety of 2019.
Yeah.
Yeah, you want to guess what that is?
Soda.
Yeah, you would think it would be something like that, right? Vitamin Water, it would be. No, they announced a new contest. They're going to pay somebody $100,000 if they give up their phone, their smartphone, for the entirety of 2019.
I have all types of questions about this. How would they gauge that? I mean, you can give up your phone, but give me your phone and I can use your phone?
If they pick you, you'll have to go 365 straight days without using your smartphone, iPad, or anyone else's smartphone or iPad.
Then you have to take it.
I don't know if the jitterbug counts. Or you also then will have to take a lie detector at the end to prove that you stuck to the rules. If you did, you get the $100,000. If you make it 6 months, you get $10,000.
How many criminals do we know who have beat a lie detector test? I don't know if they did or not.
that's why I feel Vitamin Water's trying to rig this contest.
But they don't want you to be totally messed up in case of emergencies, so they're going to give you, quote, a, Kelly, 1996 era cellular phone.
See?
So there's your flip phone that you can use for calls. So you're going to get your old flip phone you can use for calls, which means there's several members of our staff around here that could win this contest without even trying.
Yeah, they'd be millionaires by now.
I mean, if they realize
10 years running.
The fact that they're Luddites and they shun technology and they're so scared of anything that, it's got one of them computers in it, they could be making $100,000 for that. If you want to enter the contest, by the way, fellow coworkers that may be listening this morning, you need to post on Twitter. It's going to be tough. Or Instagram and say how you'd use your year if you didn't have your smartphone and include the hashtags no phone for a year and hashtag contest. Entries are due by January 8th. We'll be right back.
I'm Jessica Taloney with WKRG News 5 this morning. An employee in the Escambia County, Alabama Sheriff's Office is found dead in her home. The Bruton Standard reports the State Bureau of Investigation is working the case as a homicide. The employee has been identified as Carrie Schultz. Investigators have identified a person of interest in a Pensacola homicide. Deputies want to talk to Christopher Rankine about the shooting death of Jose Rodriguez. Rodriguez was shot to death Tuesday night on North S Street. If you have an outstanding warrant in Fairhope, you can clear it up next week without going to jail. The city is holding an amnesty day next Wednesday. Cases ranging from minor drug offenses to theft of property can be cleared with a payment plan or probation. Fairhope has 1,500 outstanding warrants on the books. McDonald's has announced it will reduce the use of antibiotics in its beef. McDonald's is one of many restaurants that uses antibiotics to treat sick animals in its supply chain. The fast food restaurant says it will make the change by 2020. I'm Jessica Taloney, WKRG News 5.
It's time to start thinking about holiday shopping. And if you're looking for that gift, you know the one gift that you need for that someone who has everything. Well, Cart Doctor has your answer. I'm talking about Tomberlin, the leader in the electric vehicle market that's more than just a step above. Tomberlin is a leap above with automotive features like self-canceling turn signals, power steering, touch point detailing, and sets the standard in safety. Tomberlin simply stands apart and only partners with dealers who are responsive to the need to exceed customer expectations. Cart Doctor, the natural choice as the only Tomberlin dealer in Alabama. So make your holiday shopping easy and memorable with a new neighborhood high-end luxury cart that's sure to make the neighbors wow. Visit Cart Doctor in Theodore to see the 2, 4, or 6 passenger models, all beautifully well-equipped, quiet, with a smooth ride to make you the envy of the neighborhood. See the Tomberlin at CartDoctor.com or in their new expansive Cart Doctor showroom on Highway 98 West, south of I-10 and north of Plantation Road. Cart Doctor, your holiday hard-to-shop for answer.
MedSouth and Foley has been improving patient lives through a variety of healthcare services for over 30 years. They are well equipped to help with all your medical equipment needs and accept most major insurances, including Medicare. MedSouth carries a large selection of CPAP machines and supplies, nebulizers and oxygen, even power wheelchairs. Back pain? Back bracing is their specialty. Better living starts with a visit to MedSouth on McKenzie Street in Foley. MedSouth, providing quality care for their patients and community every day.
You know, a lot of advertisements for sales jobs are sugar-coated with all the money you could potentially make, or they're honey-dipped with opportunity. In reality, you make as much as you put into it. FM Talk 106.5 is looking for good people to be on the street representing us to local businesses while helping them with their local marketing. Experience is preferred, but we'll work with folks with a good attitude. This is Bill Roth, Director of Sales. Drop me an email to jobs@fmtalk1065.com today, and we'll set up an appointment. That's jobs@fmtalk1065.com.
An early morning 5-alarm fire at a strip mall in Queens engulfed several businesses and sent nearby residents into the cold. New York Fire Department spokesman James Booth.
We have 7 firefighters that were injured and 5 civilians. Most of the injuries occurred at the height of the collapse that Chief DeVita described. They're all non-life-threatening injuries at this time.
British Prime Minister Theresa May is in Brussels, hoping to make a new Brexit deal that Parliament will approve. Correspondent Nick Robertson says the odds on that aren't good.
The concessions that she has so far from the European Union on that do not go far enough to placate all those rebel MPs in her own party or the opposition in Parliament.
The National Enquirer's parent company admits it secretly assisted Donald Trump's presidential campaign by paying Playboy model Karen McDougal for her story about an alleged affair with Trump, then intentionally suppressed the story so that it wouldn't influence the election. I'm Evan Haining.
I'm Rasa Kay with Your Money Now. Apple has announced a major expansion of plans to spend $1 billion on a new campus in North Austin, Texas, and invest another $10 billion in data centers in San Diego, Seattle, and Culver City, California over the next 3 years. The investments will create 20,000 jobs and defend against charges that the fruit doesn't invest enough at home. Some 24,000 United flight attendants who belong to the Association of Flight Attendants plan a system-wide day of action today. Along with other issues, they want management to reverse a controversial move announced last month to cut one flight attendant from United's high-margin Polaris International Business Class cabin. Kimberly Clark is voluntarily recalling its You by Kotex sleek tampons after some products unraveled while being worn, sometimes resulting in internal infection or injury. A full list of affected lot numbers is available on the product's website, youbykotex.com. The Dow gained 157, S&P added 14, and the Nasdaq jumped 66. Futures are up. That's Your Money Now.
When a state ranks among the top 10 in the country for major new and expanded facilities, that's pure growth. When it's tops for 4 straight years, that's pure Michigan. Long known as a world leader in the automotive industry, Michigan is also a leader in advanced manufacturing, cybersecurity, agribusiness, and aerospace. In fact, CNBC rates Michigan as the most improved state for business. To learn more, visit MichiganBusiness.org.
The IRS finally caught up with Louis.
I hadn't paid my taxes in 8 years.
He was in big trouble.
We're going to take your house, garnish your pay.
Louis found out about Optima Tax Relief, the leading tax resolution firm, and rated A-plus by the Better Business Bureau.
I don't owe the IRS anymore. It was because of Optima Tax.
Call Optima now for a free consultation.
Give Optima Tax a call. They can help you.
Call 800-682-9964. 800-682-9964.
Optima Tax Relief.
For details, visit OptimaTaxRelief.com.
Buying or selling a business is one of the biggest life decisions you may ever make. Transworld Business Advisors of Mobile offers turnkey brokerage services that successfully and confidentially bring buyers and sellers of businesses together. If you have ever considered selling your business, contact Bill Kleintroat and his team for a completely confidential, no-cost, no-obligation consultation. Our value is maximizing your value. Visit tworld.com/mobile.
Now weather with Mobile Radio's only staff meteorologist, Dr. Bill Williams.
635 FM Talk 106.5. Good morning, Dr. Bill.
Good morning, Sean.
All right, so here comes our rain day, right?
Yeah, it's on the way. Already had I've had a few showers around the area, mostly light showers, and they're coming in off the Gulf of Mexico. We've got a southerly wind and a southeasterly wind that's going to pick up this afternoon at 15 to 20 miles an hour with some higher gusts. It's all due to a big storm now that's located over eastern Texas. That storm is going to move very, very slowly into Louisiana tonight and tomorrow and into northern Mississippi. And all the time, it's going to produce rain across much of the south. So today, look for cloudy skies with showers and a good chance for those showers. Temperatures are going to be in the mid-60s, so quite mild. Now, tonight, showers again, possibly a few thunderstorms may occur, and low tonight will stay in the 60s, around 62 degrees. And then tomorrow, as that storm moves on up into northern Mississippi, northern Alabama, and out to Tennessee, we're going to see mostly cloudy skies tomorrow with a few scattered showers. Most of that shower activity will be in the morning, and the high tomorrow will be in the mid-60s. Now, cooler air will move in Friday night. We'll drop into the mid-40s, and the weekend looking pretty good with partly cloudy skies, upper 50s on Saturday, mostly sunny, low 60s on Sunday. So as we mentioned yesterday and the day before, that it looks like we're going to get the rain out of the way before the weekend.
All right, Dr. Bill, good news. We'll check back with you soon.
Okay, Sean.
Staff meteorologist Dr. Bill Williams with your forecast exclusively here at FM Talk 106.5. 57 now. I want to, number one, respond to a couple texts. Number one, Fred's showing off his Satsuma mustache. Although, you know, here's a good thing.
Pretty
strong from one tree. And those pictures, too, we get, if you'll, on Mondays, if you'll watch the text line, all the pictures come into Bill Finch's show mm-hmm. with people showing off with their citrus crop or in the spring with their vegetables and all that. It's pretty cool. It makes you hungry for some homegrown whatever.
Now you're telling me about this.
Yeah, so, and we actually have a place on our website. Go to fmtalk1065.com, go to the Bill Finch tab, and you can check out pictures that mm-hmm. are sent in of all kind of things.
Mm-hmm. Okra.
Okra. And yes, there are decorative plants too that go on there. I just kind of focus on the on the citrus and the vegetables and all that. Bill's show is great, and the listeners and the people that interact and send pictures in and ask questions. I learn something every weekend listening to that show.
It seems like the text line though that's coming in a little faster, and it really makes your stomach growl when you're on air.
Yeah,
that's a beautiful picture.
Yeah, it's a lot of nice haul there, Fred. Also, somebody had texted in. Did Tennessee have an earthquake yesterday that was felt all the way down to Birmingham? I don't know if it did register on the gauge out here at the University of South Alabama. We didn't really feel it around here. It was felt, I know, in North Alabama, North mm-hmm. Georgia. And if you'll go, for this texter, unnamed texter here, if you go to our website, fmtalk1065.com, you can go to the podcast of Midday Mobile yesterday, hour number 2. Dr. Alex Beebe from the University of South Alabama in the geology department, who is an earthquake expert, joined us and talked for about half an hour mm-hmm. about earthquakes in places where you normally don't think of them. You know, we always think California, right. Somewhere along the Ring of Fire on the West Coast up to Alaska. But what about these earthquakes? I mean, not only did he talk more about the New Madrid fault line, that one in Tennessee, and the one from last two nights ago in Tennessee, but also 1886 in Charleston. They had a 7.0 magnitude earthquake there.
Crazy.
Really cool discussion. So if you didn't get to hear that yesterday, you go to the podcast tab at fmtalk1065.com. Go to Midday Mobile for Wednesday, hour number two, and it's the first two segments.
I learned so much during that interview, and I thought it was really interesting. You know, he's devoted his life to geology mm-hmm. and studying things like this, but he's never been in an earthquake. But yes. That's kind of a, I mean, you don't want to... You don't want the people around you to have to live through an earthquake, but I would imagine if that's your life, you'd like to be somewhere.
Yeah, he says he wants, but I mean, that's a hard one because of the predictability. Like, Dr. Bill, uh-huh. who's a tropical weather expert, has, number one, lives in a place that has gotten him and had traveled to him, and he actually, Dr. Bill studied it in Oklahoma and did tornado work and then came here for, he did FSU, then Oklahoma, then here to South for PhD work.
Tornadoes and hurricanes everywhere.
And he put himself in those situations. A lot harder to go put yourself in an earthquake right. if you're a scientist that wants to study it. So a lot of what he was saying yesterday is they have to forensically go to a place where an earthquake's happened and they learn forensically by the damage, but there's not really a chance to, oh, I think there's going to be an earthquake next Thursday. Let me go be in this place. But it really interesting information from this man.
But I've been in two earthquakes. There's nothing quite like it. It's very,
really?
Very different.
Mm-hmm. Where were you?
Toronto, Albania, okay. and San Diego, California.
Which one was more intense?
It depends, because in Toronto I had a newborn. So
yes, everything was, yeah.
And he was laying on the floor.
Oh.
And there was a like a dresser, right? A chest that was standing that fell over. And so I pulled him in time so that it didn't fall on him.
Wow.
He liked to nurse and then go to sleep. And like a little bear, he would lay on the floor.
Yeah.
And so I remember being, awakened by the shaking, and it fell over. But
wow.
I snatched him out of the way.
That's intense.
So I would think that would be more intense. The one in San Diego was in 2010, I think. Was I there? I don't know. Yeah. And I was asleep, and I just fell out the bed. So it's nothing major.
Yeah, and I've done that a time or two with no earthquake so far. 640 FM Talk 106.5. Let's check traffic now. Here's Kane.
Good morning, everyone. For the Pitts & Sons Towing Recovery Traffic Center, you still got an accident at Government in Azalea and Older One. State troopers are working, waiting for the wrecker at Coosla McLeod Road and Marshall Road in 8 Mile. Car left the roadway and flipped. Also got another one at Highway 43 in Salco waiting for the wreckers. The South Alabama men's basketball team hosting Alabama A&M Wednesday the 19th and University of Mobile Thursday the 20th. Both games tip at 7 p.m. Bring the kids to meet Santa Paws from 6 to 7 at the Globe. Find your tickets at usajaguars.com. Go Jack. And I'm Kane with your FM Talk 106.5 traffic.
Living and working on the Gulf Coast, we're blessed with beautiful sunny days. But with sunshine comes sun damage. ProTent Window Tinting specializes in protecting you, your vehicles, homes, and businesses with premium installations of thermal and UV reduction ceramic films. So when your factory-installed tent fails, call ProTent. With a no-fault lifetime warranty on all jobs, ProTent has you covered. A gift certificate from ProTent Window Tinting is a great gift idea for any occasion. Call today, 802-1234. Like us on Facebook to check out our work.
Are you ready to quit smoking but can't kick the habit? Research shows that smokers are successful at quitting when they have support. So contact the Alabama Tobacco Quit Line at quitnowalabama.com or by calling 1-800-QUIT-NOW. Information, referrals, and coaching are confidential, and you may be eligible to receive up to an 8-week supply of free nicotine replacement patches. This message brought to you by the Alabama Department of Public Health and this station.
My mom's a breast cancer survivor. The United Breast Cancer Foundation saved her life. Their free breast cancer exam caught the cancer early, and it saved her life. But now the foundation needs your help so they can continue offering free or low-cost breast screening exams, saving more women's lives. Help them by donating your car, whether it's running or not. They'll provide fast, free 24-hour pickup, and you receive a charitable tax deduction, plus the great feeling you'll get knowing your donated car is going to help save more lives. Just call 800-526-7406 to set the wheels in motion. They take cars, trucks, vans, and SUVs, running or not. Call 800-526-7406. The United Breast Cancer Foundation needs your help, and your donation could literally save women's lives, helping them catch breast cancer early, like they did with my mom. Donate today. 800-526-7406. That's 800-526-7406.
6:43, FM Talk 106.5, and time to check headlines. Here's Kelly Finley.
Thank you, sir. Good morning, everyone. Hope you're doing well. It is 6:43 on your Thursday morning. All right, cannabis, marijuana, hemp, hash, whatever you call it, is back in the conversation in the state of Alabama as our Attorney General Steve Marshall has updated a public notice on the legal status of CBD, a provision in the Farm Bill, which received final passage on Wednesday in Congress. The Farm Bill now legalizes industrial CBD well beyond the pilot programs which Congress first authorized back in 2014. According to the AG's office, CBD derived from hemp and containing no more than 0.3% THC is legal to produce, sell, and possess in the state of Alabama. CBD can also be derived from marijuana. Hemp and marijuana are related, but hemp contains far less THC. So the AG's office, they updated that notice to help people better understand what's happening. And the notice also clarifies the exceptions which were created by the Alabama legislature when it passed Carley's Law back in 2014 and Lenny's Law in 2016. And you may not know this, but back in October, the Alabama Department of Public Health authorized the medical use of FDA-approved drugs which contain CBD, especially to treat two forms of epilepsy. So that's the medicinal side of this law. Okay, here's a question for you. Who does this? Who takes the time to break into the Dearborn YMCA here in Mobile? If you're not familiar, this is an agency which, according to their CEO, provides programs and services that help people improve their quality of life. Instead of being appreciated for what they're doing, they say, someone saw us as an opportunity. Here's what happened. Surveillance video captures a person using a rock to try to break into the front door around 3 a.m. When the rock doesn't work, that person slams his body into the door multiple times. Eventually, he's able to break through and break in and go straight for the flat screen TV, which was mounted on the wall. Well, remember I asked you who does this? We now know that Mobile police have arrested 29-year-old Omar Knotts. He right now is behind bars at Metro Jail. This is Kelly Finley with FM Talk 106.5.
Can I just offer something here as we fit, just to the suspect here?
Mm-hmm.
We just say, young man, there's no need to feel down. I said, young man, pick yourself up off the ground.
You're so wrong.
I said, young man. Mm-hmm. Because you're new in town.
Maybe.
There's no need to be unhappy, young man.
Maybe you should have serenaded him the first time he was accused of robbing something else. This is his second go-around accused of such an act.
You know, of course, they'll say it's fun to stay at the YMCA, but not so fun to stay at Metro. So, young man, we'll be right back.
You can go, I said, young man. When you're short on your dough, you can stay there. And I'm sure you will find many ways to have a good time. It's fun to stay at the YMCA. It's fun to stay at the...
I'm Jessica Taloney with WKRG News 5 this morning. Parents in Orange Beach are raising safety concerns about plans for a new portable campus next year. A new high school and middle school will open in Orange Beach in 2020. But with Gulf Shores splitting from the school district before that, students in Orange Beach will spend a year on a temporary campus with a new staff. Mayor Tony Kennan.
Our parents are really getting anxious. The timeline is getting short. They've got to make decisions.
The mayor says school officials should have more details for parents next month. A Northwest Florida teenager is arrested after taking authorities on a chase through Escambia County. A deputy spotted 18-year-old Jermaine Jackson driving a stolen car on Paulding Avenue. The deputy tried to pull him over, but Jackson sped off. Minutes later, he crashed. Two loaded handguns and stolen packages were found in the car. The case against a teenager accused of shooting a Mobile police officer heads to a grand jury. 18-year-old Dejon DeBose was in court Wednesday for a preliminary hearing. I'm Jessica Taloney, WKRG News 5.
For over 16 years, Lanyap has been dedicated to bringing Mobile and Baldwin counties the most extensive news, commentary, investigative reporting, business, cuisine, sports, and arts and entertainment coverage. When another publication became a statewide website instead of a hometown newspaper, we became even more committed, covering our city and county governments, school systems, all the news and stories that matter the most to those of us who live here. This holiday season, we would like to thank the many advertisers who supported us over the years and the over 80,000 readers who pick up Lanyap each week and thousands more who read it online at lanyapmobile.com. We appreciate your support. Now through the end of the year, we have a very special deal for you. Buy a one-year subscription to Lanyap HD and get a six-month subscription for free. Gift it to a friend, neighbor, or relative. Your hometown newspaper delivered right to your mailbox each and every week. It's the perfect stocking stuffer, the gift that keeps giving all year. Details at lanyapmobile.com or call 251-450-4466. From all of us at Lanyap, have a merry, bright, and wonderfully funky holiday season.
If you're talking about it,
they're not doing anything.
There should be a law against that.
We're talking about it.
While unemployment has dropped, so have wages.
It's Talk Southern Style on FM Talk 106.5.
6:49 here on FM Talk 106.5. It's time for the Mobile Morning Sports Report, brought to you by Butch Cassidy's Cafe. As we get ready for the bowl season to begin, more players have announced their plans to enter the NFL draft next offseason. Memphis All-American running back Darrell Henderson said on Wednesday that he's leaving Memphis after his junior season to give it a shot in the pros. Henderson said that he'll forever be grateful for Memphis giving him his opportunity to chase his NFL dream. Right now, it's unclear if Henderson will play in Memphis's upcoming bowl game. Henderson's listed by ESPN's Mel Kiper Jr. as the number three running back for the 2019 draft. This season, Henderson led the nation with 2,328 all-purpose yards and 22 rushing touchdowns. Ohio State defensive tackle Draymont Jones also tweeted yesterday that he's foregoing his final season of eligibility to enter the 2019 NFL draft. Jones indicated that he'll play for the Buckeyes in the Rose Bowl, coming up against number 9-ranked Washington on January the 1st. The 6'3", 286-pound Jones made the AP All-Big Ten team for the second straight year in his redshirt junior season. Jones had 40 tackles, 8.5 sacks, 1 forced fumble, and 1 interception this year. Speaking of the NFL draft, the 2019 event will be held in Nashville, and yesterday the league announced the 2020 draft will be held in Las Vegas, Nevada. The Raiders will become the first NFL team based in Sin City when their stadium opens before that 2020 season. As the professional leagues become more comfortable being associated with legal sports gambling, Las Vegas is rapidly becoming a go-to destination. The city welcomed its first NHL franchise last year when the Vegas Golden Knights made a run to the Stanley Cup Final. And the WNBA's Las Vegas Aces played their first season in the city this year after relocating from San Antonio. Prior to 2014, the NFL draft was traditionally held in New York City. Since then, the annual event's been held in Chicago, Philadelphia, and Dallas. In the NBA last night, the New Orleans Pelicans beat the Oklahoma City Thunder 118-114. Pelican superstar Anthony Davis dominated with 44 points and 18 rebounds. Julius Randle pitched in 22 points for New Orleans, and Drew Holiday added 20. The Toronto Raptors currently have the best record in the NBA. Last night, the Raptors beat the team favored to win this year's championship, the Golden State Warriors, 113-93, and the Raptors did it without their top player, Kawhi Leonard. Kyle Lowry had 23 points and 12 assists in the win. 6:51, that's the Mobile Morning Sports Report, brought to you by Butch Cassidy's Cafe, home of the famous Butch Burger. You'll find Butch Cassidy's here in Mobile at the corner of North Florida Street and Old Shell Road.
In the Old West, things were settled the old-fashioned way. A duel, just one-on-one. At Butch Cassidy's, we believe it should be that way again. Just you and our soon-to-be-famous Butch Burger. Piled high with bacon, cheese, lettuce, tomato, onion, and pickles. Or just the way you like it. It's time for a showdown. Butch Cassidy's, Old Shell in North Florida Street.
FM Talk 106.5, the Gulf Coast Weather Authority, and Dr. Bill Williams.
Skies will be cloudy across the Gulf Coast today. Look for showers and mild temperatures. Highs will be in the mid-60s this afternoon. Tonight, showers, lows in the lower 60s. And then tomorrow, mostly cloudy with a few showers and highs in the mid-60s. This is meteorologist Dr. Bill Williams for FM Talk 106.5.
FM Talk 106.5, the Gulf Coast Weather Authority.
It's the Ram Big Finish event, where unbeatable capability meets unbeatable deals on our entire lineup of Ram trucks. Right now, current competitive pickup owners finance and get $9,800 in total values on select all-new 2019 Ram 1500 Bighorn Crew Cab models in dealer stock. Go to ramtrucks.com to locate your nearest Ram dealer. And now, current competitive pickup owners finance and get $9,800 in total values on select all-new 2019 Ram 1500 Bighorn Crew Cab models in dealer stock. Show everyone what you're capable of in the all-new 2019 Ram 1500, the strongest, most capable Ram 1500 ever, and the 2019 Motor Trend Truck of the Year. And don't miss the Ram Big Finish event going on now. On oldest 20% inventory of 2019 Ram 1500 Bighorn models as of 12/4/18 and in dealer stock. Total values include combined cash allowances and 2300 Bighorn package value. Financing for all qualified buyers through Chrysler Capital. Not all buyers will qualify. Current pickup must be registered to consumer for 30 days prior to purchase to be eligible. Residency restrictions apply. Take retail delivery by 1/2/19.
The news, weather, and traffic you need.
You need.
The talk you want.
You want.
And the sports you love.
You love.
This is FM Talk.
FM Talk
106.5.
106.5.
Good morning, everyone. For the JubileeRoofing.com Traffic Center, we've had several minor fender benders already now moved out of the roadways. Good ride if you're traveling Fairhope and Daphne, Spanish Ford across the Bayway and the Causeway. Again, still have some light rain in the area, and we'll have more as we go throughout the day, so grab that umbrella on the way out. Regional Home Center of Mobile at 7251 Moffett Road. They offer more room for you and your family with up to 2,850 square feet. Pre-qualify at mobilehomecenter.ms. Call 649-2077 and ask for Vic. And I'm Kane with your FM Talk 106.
654 FM Talk 106.5 and Mobile Mornings. Appreciate this. Somebody was saying on the text line here that they thought when we were talking earlier, Kelly, and you said a Satsuma stash. They said, I thought a Satsuma stash was referring to some particular kind of mustache.
That would totally be directed to Dalton.
If you, you know, you had a kind of an orangish colored and sweet smelling mustache, you could call it a Satsuma.
I've had two of these already.
They change your life, don't they?
Yes.
Fresh Satsuma, nice chili Satsuma.
You know, and my husband has taught me that, you know, if you're feeling kind of, you know, under the weather or you know how you can kind of feel a cold coming, that you need to arm yourself with lots of vitamin C.
That's right.
So that's what I'm doing this morning.
And that's a lot tastier than taking one of those tablets.
Totally.
Yeah, okay.
Wait till I post these pictures.
Satsuma pics on the way. We'll get to it.
There's some that are naked. I'm going to go ahead and tell you.
Fully nude Satsumas.
Not so safe for work. Okay. Real talk now, as they say. It is 6:55 on your Thursday morning. Have you heard of the name Maurice Jones? Does he sound familiar? Do you know him? Do you know maybe his family? Police need your help to find him. He does have a lengthy rap sheet with arrests which include domestic violence, kidnapping, reckless endangerment, and selling marijuana. One of the situations he's accused of happening at the hands of Maurice Jones is choking a woman during a fight so hard that she passed out. He held her against her will, they say, inside of her own home, demolished her cell phone so she couldn't call police, but the woman, thankfully, was able to get away. Mobile police need your help to find him because they think he may attack again because he shows zero remorse, they say, and he's a repeat violent offender. Maurice Jones, 40 years old, 5'8", and weighs 220 pounds. If the name sounds familiar, if you know who this person is, call 251-208-7211, and you can remain anonymous with your tip. This story caught my eye because I know this will be a talker here in Mobile. Did you see this headline that California may soon put a price on text messaging?
California.
California.
I wish I could say, I'm surprised California's come up with that idea. You know, but I can't play that game. I would said, oh, yeah, look, California being California.
Do you think that's something that could possibly happen here? That's where I think that this would be a talker. Because I'm a texter, so this has got my attention.
Yeah, so here's what we're talking about. California wants to tax the text.
Right. So the California Public Utilities Commission, they recently issued a report on the possibility of a text tax, which would come in the form of a flat fee added to your monthly bill for your cell phone. Revenue generated by the tax would go towards programs that make phone service available to low-income residents. The amount of tax has not been released. Opponents say the charge could equal some $44.5 $1 million a year.
Remember, you already have a tax on your cell phone bill to provide for folks to get them phones, but now this would be more.
Guess what Jim Wunderman said? He's the president of the Bay Area Council Business Sponsored Advocacy Group. Quote, it's a dumb idea.
There you go. I have to second that. Be right back.